I'm bored. Refresh. No. Refresh. No. Still nothing.
Bored.
I'm photographer David Duschman, and this is Vision is Better, a sometimes weekly podcast about the craft and art of photography. Welcome here.
I get about a dozen emails or comments on social media every month asking me, what do you do when you wake up one day and you realize you're bored and you feel like your photographs are boring? Because the only thing worse than making boring photographs is being bored yourself. And because I think there's a connection, I want to talk about it. I have the sneaking feeling that when we create while bored, assuming the act of creating doesn't pull us out of that boredom, there's a good chance that what we make will be boring. I also think boring is just one of those obstacles in the life of any creative person, and what you do with it will determine how quickly you get back to the work of making things you love, things that stir you and others, and things that take you to new and interesting places in your creative life. So what is boredom, and how do we get past it to the place where we're making exciting images again and finding greater satisfaction in our work again? First, I'm not a psychologist, so on some level, I'm just kind of making this stuff up. But I'm doing it after 24 years of making my living from my creativity and dealing way too often with boredom itself. The best definition I ever heard of boredom is that it is the lack of a lack. We're not good when we have nothing to push us, nothing to discover or figure out without challenge. I talk often about creativity needing something to push against. It's like a muscle. Our attention is like that too. It needs to be looking for something it doesn't already have or learning something it doesn't already know. It needs something to kind of gnaw on. So boredom is like the hunger of our minds or of our attention. It's our brain screaming out for something new to chew on. It needs a challenge. Pretty sure you won't find that in a textbook, but it's the best way I can find to describe how it works in my own life and how it threatens my own creativity and productivity. So what do I do when I'm bored? Same thing I do when I'm hungry. I get something to eat. I feed my brain the thing it craves, and that is challenge. I give it something it's not good at, something hard, something unfamiliar. I give it a hole to fill. And the more bored I am, the bigger the challenge I need. What does that look like? Well, it depends on the context in which I'm feeling that boredom. But if it's with my camera in hand, I do something different. I go somewhere different. I give myself a problem to figure out, something hard, something I've never done before. I learn a new technique or photograph something I've never photographed before. A couple of years ago, I was bored in Venice and combined that with my frustration over these ubiquitous selfie sticks. And I went out just to clear the cobwebs, and I pushed myself to shoot pure candid photographs with a longer lens of people with their selfie sticks and their iPhones. Some people are way too uncomfortable getting close to people with their camera. I'm the opposite. I feel incredibly uncomfortable with a long lens. I feel like a voyeur, a sniper. So I went out and I was determined to photograph people with selfie sticks. And it was a challenge, but it sparked something because it was something new. It was a new subject. And it was a challenge, if not technically, then emotionally and creatively. And I ended up staying out way longer than I expected and creating work that I loved. And that boredom disappeared and was replaced by something new and exciting and challenging. It also led to a whole new personal project that I'm still working on, and I'm loving that challenge. So the boredom is long gone. I don't know a lot of people who just naturally choose to maintain the creative discomfort of constant challenge. It feels good to just kind of coast along. That's why we get in these ruts. But without challenge, we will never get to the state of creative productivity and satisfaction that we know is flow. Flow is the state of mind we hit when the creative challenge we undertake is just a little out of reach of our skill or our comfort level. So we have something to reach for. We're just pushing beyond our limits. Never so much that we feel like it's impossible or it's really hard and we have no hope and we just give up. Flow is that state of being where we get so immersed in something that time just passes unnoticed. It's also the state of being in which we make our best work. And I'd be willing to say it's the opposite of boredom. But the prerequisite is challenge. No challenge, no flow. That's how it goes. So if you're stuck and you're bored and you look at the work you're making and you feel nothing but ambivalence toward it, perhaps it's time to shake things up, to give yourself a new challenge, to create some constraints for yourself. Learn to do something new or use a new piece of gear, pick up a new compositional element that you haven't used before and learn to use it really well. When's the last time you made a photo essay or spent a week making portraits of people on the streets where the last thing in the world you want to do is talk to and photograph strangers? If you're serious about escaping your boredom, challenge yourself. Not easy challenge, hard challenge. That challenge can lead to flow, and flow leads eventually to our best work. It won't be comfortable, but if you find boredom even more uncomfortable, this is the only way I've found to dig yourself out, and it works every time. Boredom and flow can't occupy the same space in my brain, and flow always wins if the challenge is right. So if you're stuck and you want a quick hand, here are three things you can do to get out of boredom and into flow. The first is to challenge your ideas. As a photographer, that might mean picking up a book of photographs you might not normally enjoy, or work by someone you might never have heard of. I keep this stack of books, and it grows and it changes, but it's always something I've never read before, or a photograph I've never been exposed to before that pushes me into this new kind of what if? What if I did this? What if I did that? So expose yourself to something different. A constant diet of new ideas and new subject matter will keep your brain working. Second challenge is to challenge your skills. Pick up a new piece of gear or learn a new technique just for the challenge of it and see if you can't find a way to work that into what you do. For some of you, that might mean a step backwards and just learning to shoot manually. For others, it might be learning to shoot slower exposures and playing with intentional camera movement. Others might want to just try a different subject. Try photographing nudes or abstracts or macros. New challenges mean new skills and eventually new possibilities. And the third is to challenge or to change your context. Go somewhere different. It doesn't have to be somewhere exotic. You don't have to get on a plane to go in India or something. It just has to be different. Go photograph somewhere you're not used to, even a little uncomfortable with. Closer to home, find a park or a part of town you've never been to, or explore a time of day you've never explored. Take your camera out at midnight and see what you can create, or do a road trip to a town you've never been to and just explore with your camera in hand. And if there's challenge, if you're a little nervous about it, that's a good sign that you're on the right track. And here's an extra one, collaborate. Find someone to do something together with. Call a photographer and do a project together. Even if you're around the world, pick a theme and work together on it and submit your images to a Dropbox folder or put it on a Facebook group that just the two of you have access to. But do something. Allow the ideas of that other person to challenge your own and allow your ideas to perhaps challenge theirs. Whatever you do, life is too short to just sit around and be truly long-term bored. There's a place for little moments of boredom. We need that time to incubate our ideas. But long-term boredom and lack of challenge is lethal to our creative lives and the work we should be doing that should be challenging us. So challenge that and change things up. Anyway, thanks so much for joining me. If you're not already getting my emails, go to mycontactsheet.com. And the first email I'll send you will have links to four of my best-selling ebooks about making better photographs. Yours totally free and with my gratitude. I'm doing workshops in Venice right now, so it'll be another week or so before I'm back with more episodes. Until then, thanks so much for being part of what I do. Now go do something that challenges you and either keeps you away from or pushes you out of your boredom. And remember, gear is good, but vision's better. We'll see you soon.